Well, the government makes a point of keeping track of how it spends its money. It keeps meticulous records on past performance of contractors, some say, in order to help agencies decide whether to award more work to those firms in the future. That's not so true when it comes to grants to local governments and nonprofits. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, the White House wants to create a government-wide repository of how grant dollars have been used in the past.
Federal grant spending is no small matter. Added up between thousands of programs across the government, it amounts to more than $600 billion every year, most of it going to nonprofit organizations and state and local governments. But the Office of Management and Budget says until now there has been no way to assess whether a particular grantee has a track record of wise stewardship of federal funds, something OMB wants to change as part of a tighter focus on grant outlays. Karen Lee is the chief of OMB's Federal Financial Systems Branch.
When a program manager needs to make a decision who should get this grant award, they are flooded with applications for grants. There is a suite of criteria that every program identifies to determine which grantees may be the most valuable, may be matched in skill set, have a proposal that meets the needs of that program. But what we did not have government-wide with emphasis and punctuation was the use of data to inform those what we call pre-award decisions. That is to say, to what extent do we expect government-wide for programs to use past performance information? That's data. And past performance information is not just programmatic data of what happened with those previous awards, which is very important, but it also could be federal spending data, information about the extent to which those same recipients may have received grants in the past of amounts that are quite significant, where we have found that their spending of that data may have questions.
As of now, the government has plenty of opportunities to ask questions about how a grantee has used their funds. All awards worth more than $750,000 by law are audited in order to determine whether their funds were used for the purpose the agency intended them for and whether the recipient engaged in waste, fraud, or abuse. But Lee says that information is not widely accessible across the government. Instead, it's generally retained and reported on a one-off basis by the agency that issued the grant in question.
That data is very important. That data informs decisions. That data is, with specificity to a program officer, has value. And so that is sort of our work. Under the broader umbrella of just organizing the data sets, it is then digging into specific areas of focus, be it health, weather, government-wide grants management or otherwise, and identifying what those value propositions at the stage within the business process of their work, data has utility. And so that is our work government-wide, is thinking about how policies can complement data so that it is not simply a nice to have, but that use of data in the analysis is part and parcel with how we manage across the government.
OMB has not yet announced the development of any specific new system to manage grantees' past performance, but Lee says the effort is part of a push to transform the way the government both collects and reports data, partially as a response to last year's passage of the Digital Accountability and Transparency Act. Lee painted the government's latest data transparency push as part of a long arc that began in 1990 with the passage of the CFO Act, when agencies were first told to improve the fidelity of their spending data so they could produce annual financial statements, and later to publish details on their spending via laws such as the 2006 Federal Funding Accountability and Transparency Act. She says agencies have turned out a lot of data over that period, but not much of it actually is used to make business decisions, even within the agencies that produce it. So the current philosophy within OMB is centered on the notion that agencies should produce data that's usable by the public at large, not just organizations with deep-seated interests in the activities of the federal government.
Imagine if we as a federal government, rather than publishing our data of what we did, which really is just an information dump, see what we did, here's our science fair poster board of the results of our experiments. Instead, actually provide that information to service a next generation of assistance, interventions, what have you. Imagine if we could, through federal spending information, identify what recipients of federal funds are providing what types of services in a particular area so that if I lived in that area and was interested in trying to find assistance for my elderly parents who needed to go to the hospital on a weekly basis, I knew that there were recipients of federal funds who provided that service as a nonprofit. or that if I needed additional assistance for my child who had special needs, that there were several grants in my school district jurisdiction that provided services there. Instead, the way we deliver government services is really from a very technocratic perspective. You go to the Department of Education website, you call up someone who heard that their child may have been part of this special project, and gosh, maybe I should find that out. There's an opportunity with data in transforming how we deliver government and turn, I think, the tables where we go back to our first order principles in public service.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.